When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Man, I'm not watching any puck. I'm not watching any hoops. But I am watching this Notre Dame football game. And I was going to give it to one of the Rangers. Maybe I'll give a slight shot. I'll split the shot. All right. Let's start with, because the Rangers need it, Igor Shesterkin, 41 saves as the Rangers beat the Dallas Stars 3-1, and they stopped losing. But also, man, the run that this kid, Jeremiah Love, ripped off, a 98-yard run. He's got 8 carries, 108 yards. That's the biggest play of the game. That really tilted the game. And Notre Dame is about to score again. And I'm just thankful that I didn't bet Indiana. Not points, not for them to win. It has not been a contest. They have one field goal. They're about to be down 27-3. So we'll pour up a double shot. One for Igor Shesterkin. And another for Jeremiah Love, the running back from the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, as the Irish look to advance. 888-808-1019. You get a Riley Smith goal, a Vincent Trocheck goal, and a Chris Kreider goal late for the Rangers, so Rangers fans can feel a little bit better about themselves tonight and not just keep losing games to everybody you face and feel miserable about the state of the franchise. But Rangers fans that double as Yankee fans, the state of the franchise is good. Like I said, man, Cashman is working on a Friday night. People trip me out, dude. Like, the internet is so dumb. I'm like, yo, Cashman's working on a holiday. What holiday? Obviously, it's not Christmas Eve. But, like, you know how many people I know that are off tonight? Like, or off today? Or on vacation already? Just from this building. People start taking off a week before Christmas. So don't play dumb. And then there are Yankee fans like, oh, who's going to be the backup catcher to Wells now? Are you serious? Is that a serious question? I've read that multiple times. Who's going to be the backup catcher to Wells now? Alex Jackson is a catcher. I think I saw immediate reaction. We thought there were two arms. I thought there were two arms. Cruz is a pitcher, relief pitcher. Jackson is a catcher. So, in theory right now, Alex Jackson is your backup catcher. Along the lines of like a Ben Roethlisberger. But that doesn't have to be the case in 3 months. That's just today. The season does not start today. 888-808-1019. The biggest takeaway from it is Cashman is still working, still making moves on the phone Friday night with the Cincinnati Reds saying, hey, what can we do? You want swing and miss? How many calls did I take last year? There's not enough swing and miss. There's not enough swing and miss in the bullpen. Clay Holmes not a swing and miss guy. Well, Cashman's like, all right, here's Devin Williams, Luke Weaver, Fernando Cruz, Jonathan Loaisiga. Like, if you think the Yankees aren't going to be able to score runs without Juan Soto, we're just not going to give up any runs. All right, call the number. Let's get back to the phone before I run out of time. Brian's down in Barnegat. Brian, you're on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling, man. How you been?
I've been doing good. I apologize for the listeners, but I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you. I've obviously, since the I'm bummed the Yankees didn't get Juan Soto, but I've loved what they've done. I've moved on. I love what they've done.
I'm fine with it. I can't say I love it yet, but I'm cool with it. I'm starting to see Plan B can stand for better. Might not be better than Juan Soto, but it gets better. It's feeling better.
Yeah, but I didn't know until I heard on hold about the trade for those two guys.
This is Cashman flexing. This is Cashman saying, no, this is what I do. I don't give out $760 million contracts. This is what I do. I do Cashman considerations. I do Cashman fines. I finesse other GMs. I don't get finessed.
What an incredible human being.
Yeah, I'll look up those guys just like you are. I'll see, you know, I did not know they were major leaguers.
They are. I think it's more just a move for the bullpen and to shed some salary. Thanks for the call, Brian. I'll see you out there. Shout out to Brian. I've run into Brian. He's a Nets fan. I've run into him at, like, practice in the park. I've run into Brian at the Pinstripe Pride event. That's going to be turned up when we get to February, American Dream, assuming that we're running it back. And I'll be there again. All the Yankee fans that are, like, pseudo fan fest. Pinstripe Pride. I've run into them at Yankee Stadium. I appreciate when you guys that I've run into out there in the streets call the show and listen to the show. He apologized for not being on for a while. But listen, you don't got to apologize, man. I'm on at night, man. I always tell you guys, go to bed, go to sleep. Dale is out in Rockaway, New York. Dale, you're on the Fan Live.
What's good, man? What's good, Keith? How's it going?
Hanging out, bringing it home till 12.
Yo, so listen, man, I was driving, I turned on my phone call, and I heard some Yankee fans, like, they called up, and they sound still sour about the whole Juan Soto situation. And I was like, yo, what? I gotta call a man, Keith, and talk about this, right? So, bro, one, Yankee fans out there gotta understand that Stevie has already tasted blood. First, he was the manager, then he liked that. Then, he went after Soto, and he liked that. So, understand this, Yankee fans. Going forward, every free agent that y'all want, Uncle Stevie has already tasted blood. Y'all lucky Cole don't got to opt out because we probably have him too.
Chill, what are you talking about? Cole opted out and came back. Cole did have an opt out.
I'm talking about now that Uncle Stevie's tasted blood.
Okay, go on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, here's my second part, right? I love the fact that you on the Fan, right? Because you bring a different perspective and every other host. And I feel like I could talk to you in ways I can't talk to those guys, right?
Heard you.
So I love the fact that you say Juan's for the street. And I agree with you. You know, I agree with you.
You know what I mean.
Thing, right?
Copy.
I know what you mean. So check this out. You guys got to understand that Uncle Stevie's the type of dude that'll buy you a fur coat, get you some new makeup, get you some new shoes, and tell you to hit the streets and bring daddy back that money. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the money don't matter. At the end of the day, he got him.
All right, that's right.
You coming with me now. You work for me now.
Exactly, exactly. So check this out. I don't call him Uncle Stevie. He ain't running that kind of organization. I call him Stevie the Pimp. That's what he is. That's all I got to say. I'm out.
Dale, I heard you. I call him Moneybag Co. in the Make It Happen Mets. Moneybag Co. He's got money. In a big bag. He can get Juan Soto. That's fine. I've been over it. I was over it that night. I had multiple people. I had news outlets. I had people asking me to come on live. I'm like, I'm going to bed. I could have went live on my own YouTube. I could have went live on my own channels. I was like, even my wife was the one that told me. I had MLB Network on, and I think the report came out. It was like, it appears that the Juan Soto sweepstakes ends tonight. And I had just got done watching 7 hours of commercial-free football. And I showered up, and I was getting ready to get into bed and watch Sunday Night Football. I think it was Chiefs, Chargers. And I'm like, oh, I'm not beat for this news to drop tonight. Why can't they do it in the morning? I'm over it. The Yankees are getting better. You know how they're also getting better? I told you guys. Cashman looked at all the flaws on the team, and he said, never again. Stroman's about to be out of here next. Do you remember the Red Sox stealing 100 bases on the Yankees? Who was behind the dish, right? Trevino, you got to go, Pop. Like, we can't have it. Like, I'm starting to think of all these things. Like I said, we had to pinch hit Trevino. There's got to be better options. There's got to be a better way. Not about to have a catcher that can't throw guys out. And I'm not trying to take a dump on the guy because I already told you guys, how much I appreciate that guy, how much I like, but it is about winning. It is about building a team with less flaws, strengthening the team so they don't have many, you know, chinks in their armor. Like, do you not see what Cashman is doing? He is literally going back through the whole year last year. He probably already has a notebook of, no, this can never happen again. One's on the clock. Make a wish. I wish for a complete team. We went from a top tandem. Now we're trying to build a top team. It's a philosophy change. John is in Huntington. John, you're on the Fan.
What's up, buddy? You probably said this already, but I haven't heard you bring it up. How do you think Soto's going to be received when he comes back to the stadium?
Oh, I told everybody this. I have been to that stadium 300 times in the last 10 years. Like, there is not a doubt that he is now the new villain. You heard F. Altuve for 4 years. It is going to turn into F. Juan Soto. I won't be chanting it. But he is going to get booed.
As big of a villain as there ever been,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because there's a thin line between love and hate. There are people that love this man for a year, thought that they could show him love and sway his opinion to not just go to the highest bidder, but stay with the Yankees. And he took the money and he turned down $760 million from the Yankees. And there are Yankee fans. For a suite. And there are Yankee fans who are heartbroken over it. And when he comes to right field in Yankee Stadium, it will be loud. It will not, like,
you guys loved him over in that right field.
Bro, I was there. And I said I'd never seen it. Judge was there for years. Didn't get that kind of roll call. Didn't get that kind of consistent love. Any break in the game. Juan. They're talking to Juan Soto. Juan Soto was turning around during the game in play. I'm like, I've never seen this. I've never seen this in Yankee Stadium.
I'm not the biggest Pete Alonso fan or Mania, but I really, really want them to just give it a little bit back to them and, you know, take Alonso, because we need the first baseman. You know, you replaced the 38 home runs that Soto hit with him right off, you know, right there. And I don't think he'd be a bad fit. I think he'd be actually pretty good for them.
I know they want to go cheaper route. The only way that happens is if Pete Alonso's market absolutely crashes. Christian Walker took an L deal, but he's like, I'm going to a winning organization. It's only a 2.5-hour flight from where I live. Like, okay, it's the Houston Astros. Him signing for 3 years and $60 million, he sold himself short. He could have got an extra year if he waited. He could have got more money.
Yep.
Pete Alonso is looking for he's looking for twice the years and like almost three times that amount of money.
Is he really? I was thinking 5 years if they could have, like, you know,
now that's what I mean.
I
don't think the Yankees are going to do it because they don't think like fans. Like, us fans want to, like, you know, throw another jab at the Mets. They don't care about the Mets. They don't look at the Mets like that.
At the end of the day, they did all this. They got so they ain't won jack.
Right.
They still haven't won jack.
Right. Even
and
last year,
they got to win.
What pin can they put on their hat that from last year? Did they win the division? Did they win the pennant? No.
No.
They won the Grimace sweepstakes. Thanks for the call, John. They put a purple seat in their stadium for Grimace. Oh, I know what they won. They won a number one Latin hit single. Oh, my God. They won a glizzy eating contest.
Let's go, Mets!
They ate the most hot dogs for Glizzy Izzy and Seymour Wiener. They ate thousands of hot dogs at Citi Field. Hang the banner.
Let's go, Mets!
888-808-1019. I'm telling you, Brian Cashman is not moving like a fan. He's not a fan. He's a businessman. He's tightening up the screws on this team. He's not thinking about strictly replacing Juan Soto. He's like, yeah, we know we got to replace Juan Soto, but there are other little marginal moves that need to be made to make sure that, you know, the Red Sox never set the record for stolen bases on us again. Never. You know? To make sure that we do have more swing and miss guys in the bullpen where we don't have to go sign Tim Mesa. You know, let's get some versatility. Now you have a guy like Cody Bellinger that can play three positions. Four. You have a guy like Jazz that can play three, four positions. Like, gives you some flexibility. Now the Yankees never had left-handed bats. You got Jazz. You got Cody Bellinger. Get some more, right? Verdugo's gone. Rizzo's gone. Soto's gone. there's still more to do. I wouldn't mind a Paul Goldschmidt, honestly. I wouldn't mind a Paul Goldschmidt. He's a professional. He's a former MVP. He's a guy that I think would raise the room. I think he's a guy that would be respected. Judge obviously works out with him. I keep refreshing. Like I said, Hubs from Barstool was like, you know, I'm hearing something, and I'm like, you know, take that for what you want. But I'm like, could Goldschmidt get done tonight while I'm on air? Yeah. Shout out to Max Goodman. I reached out to Max Goodman to potentially join us tonight to talk Yankees, but he's out of the country. He'll hit us up when he comes back. He says the Yankees continue to upgrade their strong bullpen with tonight's trade. Fernando Cruz has the best K through 9 in MLB this year, minimum 50 innings. His 38.2 whiff rate was in the 99th percentile. If the Yankees can improve his walk rate and help him limit hard contact, Cruz can be a real weapon for them. Jose Trevino was another great Yankee who loved being in New York, a key figure in bringing the best out of the pitching staff over the last few years. Trevino knew there was a change. He wouldn't be back next year when Austin Wells was getting more playing time after an encouraging rookie season. And Trevino took that like a champ. And I remember Trevino coming in and, you know, platooning with Higgy and them preparing. And you know, I remember Susan doing her reports talking about how these guys help each other. So, I don't know. Maybe there's some interest in bringing in another catcher, but that's easy. Like, they got Trevino late in spring training because we weren't about to really rock with Higgy and Ben Rortvedt. They went and got Trevino. 888-808-1019. Ray is in Brooklyn. Ray, you're back on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, man, you know I had to call because that Mets fan was corny as hell, man.
I let him have it.
I appreciate that about you, man. But now you gotta let me respond, man. And I appreciate that even greater. So check it out. I'm gonna go with his analogy, right, with the pimp. Listen, the Yankees are not about pimps, man. We the mob, like, you know what I'm saying? We're above that. So and remember, even a pimp somebody could come through from the mob and bitch slap them and make them kiss the ring. That's what we gonna do. So I hope homie, your little homie, I hope you still listening, little bro, because like you
in the playoffs, I'm about to go home.
Hold on, and then now they talking about all these loser Mets fans talking about one championship in 15 years with Soto was enough. What kind of loser franchise says that? We don't even have Soto when we expect championships every year. So if you want to be big brother, how the hell are you talking about one championship over the course of the life of that contract is good enough?
Desperate.
You still little brother.
They are desperate. They gave this guy a contract and every single thing he asked for. Thank you for the call, Ray. I understand. I get it. This is going to go on for a decade and a half. We're never going to agree. There's never going to be peace. It's a different history for one side than the other side, and the other side is trying so hard to catch up quickly, and it doesn't work like that. Rome isn't built in a day. But I see y'all. I give it up to the Mets fans. I give it up to the Mets organization. I dub them the Make It Happen Mets. I give them props for what their rich owner has done. The president of baseball, got to do it again. You know, I like your manager. He was with the Yankees. Got to do it again. Juan Soto, I'm telling you, I watched every at-bat of Juan Soto this year, and I knew who Juan Soto was before this year. He's going to be great. He can't throw a pitch. He can't get any outs for you on the mound. He's going to give up some potential outs. That ball's going to drop. Right, he's going to have a hard time in right field knowing whether he should be back. That was the thing about Juan Soto. He didn't even know where to line up. Ball get hit right over his head. He didn't have a chance in a short right field. So we'll see. Joe is out in Vegas.
The Mets.
I didn't know I was coming. Joe's out in Vegas. Joe, you're on the Fan.
How's it going?
Now we're just clowning. Loopy on the late night has begun.
Hey, that last caller, I know he was about to get the hook, but he got me fired up, so I like him.
Yeah, Ray always comes through just to, like, hold on, let's set the record straight. That's setting the record straight, Ray.
I like that guy. He's cool. So honestly, like, with the Yankees offseason, like, the Devin Williams thing to me was number one because – we needed a closer. And honestly, if I'm Cashman, I'm extending him before I do anything else. If you're worried about money, like lock him in.
Yeah.
5 years, I'm sure 6 years.
I'm sure they're talking about it. And even in his press conference, he said, yeah, if things are going well, like, come on, he's coming out of Milwaukee. I've been over there. He's coming out of Milwaukee. This is a guy that said instead of going overseas or leaving the country, he came to New York for 10 days. So now after he lives in New York and experiences, the only thing with Devin Williams that I think might hold him back, he's a beard guy. He said he hasn't been clean shaven in over 6 years. He might really not like the feeling of not having a beard, and then he's got to go.
That makes sense. I mean, he can't look as bad as Vlad Guerrero does without facial hair, though. So, I mean, which I hope never happens.
Yeah. But, no, and I, you know what? I know it's never going to happen either, but I really am getting to the point where I'm like, man, maybe the Yankees can, like, you know, like Gerrit Cole is allowed to have some hair coming out of the back of his hat, you know, not a complete bald cut. Maybe they can let these guys have like a little bit of a shadow. You know, it's just got to be, you know, as long as it doesn't, they don't look like Brandon Marsh, we're good.
Yep. Yeah, something clean shaven would be nice, but for sure. And I definitely think that Cashman is working on something. What do you think about Santander? Like, I know he's not the athlete we need, but the reason why I'm thinking it is because how do we make the Orioles worse and make ourselves better? I'm kind of struggling with not doing it because that would probably guarantee us a division if we took him from the Orioles.
Yeah, I had that thought too. I think they're going away from that now that they have Belly, who can play in the outfield. Also, the Orioles did extend the qualifying offer to Santander. And, you know, we just heard about, you know, losing picks and how they lost picks on Freed. They weren't going to lose more picks on Christian Walker. And I don't think they really like Santander's defense. If we're really trying to shore up the defense, where is he going to play? I think now you're going to watch Cash wheel and deal until the market crashes for some of these guys. And some of these guys are cheap and have to sign those little, you know, 1 year opt out deals or 2 year short term deals. Like, I think Cash is just going to continue hitting that trade machine.
I think Cashman has more that he can do just with like call up Spencer Jones, throw him at first base, make Ben Rice the backup catcher.
Yeah, and I don't know. Jones, I don't believe is ready. Ben Rice, I'm very interested in seeing. There's people suggesting he be the backup catcher now. He's playing first base. Thanks for the call, Joe. We got to break it down because I'm getting a ton of calls in. I think Ray struck a nerve with some Mets fans. Juan Soto's name is always on this screen. Let's take a break so I can come back. I've got 30 minutes left. Keith McPherson on the Fan BRB. Let's bring it home, then I'm going home. Man, another fun week. Like, these December weeks have been a blast. All of these conversations, all of these debates, these calls, they're fun, right? In other cities, they don't have half as much to talk about, argue about as us, and you know, we're talking sports on the Fan and killing 5 hours tonight. Office coming up next. I've got 5 calls. I'm going to try and get through these calls and maybe I can get some more calls. I think we'll have another break before I'm out of here. But, you know, during the break, my guy Dalton is in here shooting the whole 5 hours. And I'm kind of just reflecting on how fast the 5 hours goes. And the callers make the 5 hours go that fast. And, of course, my 2 guests. Shout out to Zach Rosenblatt and Art Stapleton for joining us. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phones. Mike is out in Queens. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Keith, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
Not much. Ray got me a little hot, so that's why I had to call. Obviously on the opposite side of the spectrum here, Mets fan. But I've been saying it since we got Soto. Like my man 2 Chainz said, y'all getting mad and I'm getting rich. So, I mean, Ray came in crazy. I would be upset, too, if we just lost to one of the best players in the league. But can't really say much else. The other thing I was going to say is me and you have something in common, Keith. We're both, unfortunately, Cowboys fans. So it's a tough scene out there for us. But Ray came in crazy. Again, I would be incredibly upset if I lost one of the best players on my team. So, Ray, hope you're having a good night, my guy.
Understood, Mike. No, I said that's one of the first things I said as a Yankee fan. We lost. There's nothing we can say. We got to pipe down on that front because they can always come back with, we got Juan Soto. We had the highest bid. Like, a lot of you Yankee fans, myself included, didn't see a world where Juan Soto would leave the New York Yankees for the New York Mets, and that's exactly what he did. Matt's in Huntington, New York. Matt, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's going on?
Bringing it home, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, man, I've been following your content since you were with John Boy, so a long time now. First time talking to you. Great. By the way, I'm in the car all day listening to the Fan, going to the gym, going to work, and it's incredible to me the stark contrast between you and Tommy Lugauer. I think it would be one of the most beautiful things of all time if you guys could collect. It's like, it's polar opposites. It's beautiful, man. But I find you. I find myself in the Loogie.
Positive Tommy and negative Keithy.
Yeah. Well, I like your perspective better for sure. I'm a Yankee fan. But I wanted to make this point to you about this Sasaki. And I know whatever, everything I'm reading as well, you want small market and everything. But just dream up a world in which we go all in on run prevention. We bring this guy in. I think we're pound for pound with the Dodgers rotation. Like you said, you know, Cash, he can kind of fill in the holes. Maybe bring back Riz. I don't think enough people are saying that that's a possibility. I think that would be really nice. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Matt. And yeah, shout out to Tommy. I try to defend Tommy a little bit here and there. I just understand the wrestling character that Tommy has built. I even said to Tommy, what a year for positive Tommy. 2024 was Tommy Lugauer's year. But yes, there is a huge contrast. I think Tommy goes for this just like ridiculous potential thing and like, you know, he plays a lot of lottery tickets. I just kind of play it safe. Like, nah, I don't know. I'm taking it day by day here. But as far as Roki Sasaki is concerned, I've been on it. I've been following. Like, I'm a World Baseball Classic guy. I know there are guys that did not enjoy the World Baseball Classic. I did. And it opened my eyes to how many good baseball players there are in that Japanese team. I started looking closely at those guys. I was a huge Masahiro Tanaka fan. When he came over here from the Golden Eagles, I'm like, yo, we got one. I also was a big Hiroki Kuroda fan. Sometimes I randomly think, where is Hiroki Kuroda and why don't they invite him back to Yankee Stadium? So everything I've seen from Joel Wolf, who represents Sasaki, who also represents Yamamoto and Giancarlo Stanton, is that this guy wants to go small market. The only exception is to join up with Yamamoto and Ohtani. And that's a huge market in LA and the biggest market for the Japanese players because there are literal Japanese media stationed out there that have been out there since Ohtani joined the Anaheim Angels. I don't think this guy wants New York. He's been working out in LA. There's pictures of him working out at like LA high schools. I think he was at UCLA. I can't dream up a world that Roki Sasaki decides he wants to be a New York Yankee. But if it happens, great. If it happens, fantastic for our rotation. But I just don't think that this guy is going to come here. The Yankees don't have one other Japanese player. I think he's a heavy favorite for the Dodgers. And if he wants to go West Coast to a good team and smaller market and hide a little bit more, then it'd be the San Diego Padres. Jonathan is out in Los Angeles, back on the Fan in New York. What's up, my boy?
Yo, what's good, my guy? Damn, bro, it's getting lit ready. You got these Mets fans right here trying to talk to the itch. And,
yo,
oh,
you got to book a trip to the Subway Series. Wait till we get in the stadiums. It's probably not going to be safe.
Hey, bro, and you know what, man? Man, the hell with this. It's totally going to be welcome, bro. And I ain't going to say what we're about to scream there. But, hey, man, in general, hey, bro, right now while you had me on hold, I was just going through the Yankees bullpen, bro. Jeez, bro. Do you remember we still got Jake Cousins? I mean, he was the end, he was doing pretty
bad. They could still bring back Tim Hill, too.
All right, Tim Hill. And remember, we still got that little key, that little diamond, bro. Remember Clayton Beater?
Yes, that young man, you know, good reports about him. You can never have too much pitching. They're going to have a hell of a bullpen. And they're going to have guys like Max Fried who can go deeper in the game to save the bullpen. They're lining it up.
Oh, man, I'm loving what Cashman is doing. And you said it best. You said it the best way 2 days ago, bro. When the Mets got in, was that guy's name, Griffin Cannon? You're like, you trying to fix a Lamborghini? What are you trying to put a flat tire?
Eric Kreitz said it's like they're trying to put a spare tire on a Lamborghini. It's not going to ride right. It's going to look good right now. But as soon as you get to them games and you start that 162-game track, Vroom, boom, 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 boom. You might hit some bumps in the road.
Like Jay-Z said once. He said something about living in the project, but you owning a Lambo, bro.
Yep.
Look at that team all around. But you know what? Mets are the Mets. I feel sometimes dumb even talking about that team. Anyways, bro, regarding our team, bro, like I said, Cashman, shout out to him. And my man Keith, bro, I'm going to be pretty busy, but I always got you on, bro, in case I don't talk to you. I want to wish you and your beautiful family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's, brother. And best of luck for your little – it's going to be really special with your little one, bro.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. Yo, tell Bash I said Merry Christmas. I know you're going to hook it up for him. I know he's got some Yankees gifts under the tree. You and your wife have a good one, man.
Got you, my guy. Good night, brother. And let's go Yanks. Thank you.
Let's go Yanks. 888-808-1019. Walter is in Oceanport, New Jersey. Down the shore. What's up, Walt?
Hey, Keith, you only have 20 more minutes, all right, my friend? I mean, like, you are solid and sincere. You're the pride and joy of Monmouth County, right out of MU and JMU. I'm like, everybody loves you. You're doing a great job, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My shtick is that I think Cashman is going with, okay, well, if we can't get him with hitting, we're going to get them with pitching.
Yeah.
Because the Yankees, like, were, you know, putting up the most runs per game, like 5.5 runs per game, you know, every game, seemingly. And that should have been enough to win. Yes, did we win? And by the way, with the Juan Soto, yes, we got to the World Series with Juan Soto. But I also think that the Yankees were handcuffed, okay, because – you had Derek Jeter, okay, which is not a distant memory, and you also have Aaron Judge. And now all of a sudden, it's like, okay, we're going to offer this guy twice as much money. It's like Aaron Judge put up 58 home runs. Yes, he didn't hit as well as he should have in the postseason. You and I both agree about that. But, I mean, he had another, like, 19 more home runs than Juan Soto had. Plus, he's a tremendous fielder. And so I think, not that I want to go plan B, okay, but plan B with Cashman seems to be working out a little bit.
Yeah, the point that really stuck out to me is, like, we know how much better Judge is in right field. We know how much Judge made just 2 years ago, and they still were really willing to go $7.5 million per year more than Judge. And obviously, you know, with the age of Juan Soto, the player being younger, they were willing to go 16 years. Like, they tried to get the guy, but now it is a philosophy change. Okay, we lost that. I really think that Cashman heard all of that talk about the Yankee scouting report and all of the laughter and all of the mocking from the Dodgers players, and he's like, that's it. Never again. Thanks for the call, Walter. 888-808-1019. Shout out to Oceanport, Monmouth Racetrack, Monmouth Park, Shore Regional, Monmouth University. I'll be back around eventually. I'll be back around soon. Hit Brighton Ave, Jacks, Juniors, Windmill. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm running out of time. I'll be right back. Another one. Another 5-hour sprint. Hoff is in the bullpen. Warming up, he will take you through the next 5 hours, talking about Griffin Canning and Jose Siri and Clay Holmes and Frankie Montas, and Pete Alonso and Jose Iglesias. Maybe he'll talk about the Jets. He does the Giants game. Maybe he'll talk about the Giants game. I don't know. I'll be listening to see what Hoff has coming up next, but I've got a couple calls to take, and then I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for interacting on Twitter. X, at Keith_McPherson. Like when I say I enjoy these weeks, like these last couple weeks, I'm about to hit 40,000 followers on Twitter. I think I was at like 37. So, like, just from the Juan Soto stuff, the John Heyman stuff, the football stuff, the raps, just takes and, you know, free agent, the Max Fried and Devin Williams and Cody Bellinger, just kind of having all this stuff to react to online and on air. It's great. It's good for business. another year is ending, and I am really grateful and thankful to be here and to entertain you guys and be able to connect with you guys. Year four coming up in 2025 on The Fan. And yeah, man, we got to keep building and doing more and working on our craft and getting better and learning and just showing up every day, putting one foot in front of the other and, you know, trying to be the best that I can be and also, you know, evolve and try different things as well. So 888-808-1019. Shout out to Connor producing the whole show, Dalton filming the whole show. Let's go to Eddie in Rockland. Eddie, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's happening, man?
You know.
Two things. Any interest on the Fury fight this weekend? And who do you like?
I have not even thought about that.
Well, it's tomorrow.
I know. It just like you just like jog my memory. I might be into it tomorrow.
Probably going to be on at 5 in the afternoon.
This is a rematch,
Saudi
right?
Arabia. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Fury. I don't know. I have no idea, but I would watch. I think I watched the first one. Tyson Fury is a man. That dude is a beast.
Yeah, we'll see. He's usually better in the second fight, so it's going to be interesting. I got one more question. On the quarterback, Sanders and Ward, if you had to choose one, who are you picking?
It depends on the team. If it's me just picking a quarterback
Giants,
to start my team, yeah.
You're Giants.
I would take Shador. But I think Cam Ward is going to be better for them. I think the chips are going to fall where they're going to get Cam Ward anyway. My only, and it's not even really a knock, my only knocks on Shador are that he's been coached by his dad since high school. Like, having your dad as your coach for 8 years, like, that's going to be a big change. He's been completely groomed by Deion and watched over by Deion, and then also, he's such a flashy young man, which I get it. That's his daddy in him, and he's been a millionaire from birth. But I'm like, coming to New York, this guy is going to want to flex. He's going to want to be in all the stores. He's going to want to be in these designer cars. And, like, I think he'll do the work and all. But, like, I think Cam Ward will fly under the radar, be very coachable. And you could possibly get the same results, if not better, with a Cam Ward than a Shador Sanders, and you don't have to, you know, deal with Deion Sanders at all. Thanks for the call, Eddie. 888-808-1019. But I don't know. Deion could also be helpful. And what I will say about the buzz, like, they're going to have buzz in Vegas around the Raiders no matter what. Like, there was buzz over Antonio Pierce getting the head coaching job. They have some players out there like Crosby, and, you know, they're gonna have buzz because it's Vegas and that stadium is ridiculous. MetLife Stadium is trash. There is absolutely no buzz around the Giants. You get Shador Sanders, and he does bring his flash. He does bring his style. He does bring his dad and his brothers and his internet following and his podcast and just his way of being. There's going to be a lot of interest. Like, I follow him online. There are a ton of kids getting Shador Sanders Colorado jerseys for Christmas. There are a ton of kids that are fans of his from college that are going to follow him into New York with the Giants, where you get a new young crop of fans nationally. So, like, there is a bigger buzz with Shador Sanders than Cam Ward, but enter at your own risk. 888-808-1019. Steve is in Bayside. Steve, you're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
You know, with all this talk about Plan B and, you know, Juan Soto leaving, a lot of people think that, you know, there was no way that Plan B could possibly be better. I would submit to you that the Yankees are right now a better team than they were last year. And the way to do this, I think the fairest way to do this is think of it as a trade proposal. If the Yankees were to make a trade with Team X, and you were going to send Juan Soto, Nestor Cortez, Cody Poteet, and Caleb Durbin to the other team and get back Max Fried, Devin Williams, and Cody Bellinger, who says no to that trade?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Yankees are the clear winners.
Yeah, they're not
done. As much as Juan Soto is the best player traded, I mean, it's Soto and a bunch of spare parts for a top-of-the-rotation starter, the second-best closer in the sport, and a starting center fielder.
Yeah.
I mean, Who would not make that trade?
They're not better with Juan Soto. I just can't subscribe to that because I watched him last year, and that's still very front of mind. But they're going to be good, and they've already added good players, and it's a philosophy change. They're just going to look different than they did last year. And like you just put it, the players that they gave up, I talked about addition by subtraction. You got rid of some players that gave us headaches. You got rid of some players that didn't even play. You know what I'm saying? Cody Poteet made 3 starts. Caleb Durbin didn't even crack the major league level. And what you're able to get in return, all-stars, what you're able to get in return to add to this team that went to the World Series, they're the clear-cut favorite in the American League, and they're not done.
And they're going to be deeper this year, too. And there's a lot to be said for deeper. As great as Soto and Judge were last year, 5-9 was, you were just waiting for, you know, for the lineup to turn over again. I mean, you know, to be a deeper team, I think makes you more dangerous and harder for the other team to navigate.
Yeah, I think that's where they're headed. I think that's what Cashman wants. It's clear the philosophy change. Thanks for the call, Steve. I think they want to be more fundamentally sound at baseball. They just don't want to hit the baseball out of the ballpark and say, well, you got to pitch to Soto and you got to pitch to Judge. And Soto's going to work a walk and Judge is going to hit a 2-run bomb. I think that they are going to pitch better, field better, make less mistakes. And I'm cool with a baseball team with that mentality. Like, we're just going to be so buttoned up. It matches the Yankees. It matches who they are. I really think that the way that the season ended, that fifth inning, and then all of the scouting report talk and all of the mocking by the Dodgers, that stuck with the Yankees. And for the fans, they tried to get Juan Soto. But once they learned Juan Soto was just going to the highest bidder, there's only one guy that was going to keep up in the bid. They also weren't going to bend over backwards and do things like give out free sweets. So here we are. Here we are, Yankee fans. I think you got to be somewhat content with Plan B. You don't have to love it, but that's all I've got. Hoff is coming up next. Everybody, enjoy your night. Happy holidays. I'll see you next week.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.